T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Infectious disease physician Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health is joining us live. Lots of vaccine news, including in just the last few minutes, Dr. Wilds, we're learning that U.S. regulators say Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine protects against COVID-19, setting the stage for a final decision on this shot. It seems to me like it's taken a lot longer to get this Johnson & Johnson vaccine approved than it did for Pfizer and Moderna. Am I wrong?
Hi, Susan. Yes, it did take a lot longer, but, you know, we have it here now, and the good news is it's safe, it's effective. The things that really appeal to me is one shot, which means you can get it to even a larger group of people, and the storage requirements are definitely easier than we've seen with the other two vaccines.
It's all good news and all increasing the supply. Dr. Wilds, we've really kind of made good progress, even though this vaccination rollout has been very frustrating a lot of times. It's been confusing for people to be able to get a shot. We're still getting shots out there. That coupled with people who are carrying some natural immunity, I mean, we're making some really significant progress in fighting and ridding off COVID, aren't we?
I would have to say yes, you know, but remember, when you've been down for so long, it's really good to be able to turn the corner and see, you know, some sunlight, right? So I'm really happy. Numbers are down overall. I mean, we've had a lot of deaths, which is definitely very heartbreaking for me, but I think, you know, we are making progress. Access is increasing. Supplies are increasing across the board. And so my thing that I want to share with everyone is just continue to do the things we're doing, because now that we see things changing for the better, let's continue on this path so we can get out and get back to our new normal.
When do you think we'll see a significant change in supply? Would it be in March, or is that too soon? April or May?
I really suspect that maybe by the end of March, April, we should really see an increase in the number of vaccines, which, you know, I can't tell you, can't come soon enough. So definitely that's where I'm keeping my eyes on right now.
You know, even despite all of the great progress that we're making and should continue to make, there is that talk about having enough vaccine to have the supply, at least for every American, by at some point in the summer. A lot of doctors have been saying the idea that there will be no COVID is kind of like thrown out the window, that that's not a realistic goal. When then do we decide that we can return to normal life with coronavirus? What are maybe the numbers or the instinct or something that you're looking at to say, you know what, this is the indicator that we need to start going back to normal life and it's safe to do so?
Brian, I think that's a really hard question, but I'm going to do my best to answer it. So, you know, I think the key thing that we focus on is, have we vaccinated enough people that we have achieved herd immunity? And that's usually around 70 to 75% of the population. So that means, you know, lots of people got the shot. So the odds of those who did not get vaccinated, they are not going to be at risk. And so that's one factor that we look at. Also, we're going to be checking and trending what these cases are like, because we will have some level of COVID with us for a very long time. I mean, those are like the general parameters that we're going to use. When that will be, really hard to say. I know there have been a lot of information floating around out there, but I would say we might anticipate something like this late fall, this year, maybe early next year, I would anticipate.
Dr. Wilds, we were talking a minute ago about the FDA and the Johnson & Johnson shot, but the FDA is also meeting to look at a possible change to how the COVID Pfizer vaccine is stored, allowing it possibly to be stored in regular freezers. That would be a big game changer too, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be a huge game changer because, you know, Pfizer has been the one that has really been difficult to get to many places because of the ultra-cold storage that it requires. So you can't get it everywhere unless you have that capability. Now that they are working on this change, I think it will open the number of sites that could administer shots, like your doctor's office and smaller pharmacies. So that will really make a huge difference.
You know, we've seen these cases, I mean, rapidly fall, hospitalizations falling at a rapid rate, basically from mid-January to this point. It's kind of crazy to kind of look at that chart and see how much we've dropped off and gotten to a more reasonable level. Is that entirely because of vaccinations and, you know, our natural immunity? There has to be another factor, right? Why is it that we've seen such a sharp drop-off recently?
Well, I think one of the big factors was related, a lot of the cases were related to all the holiday travel, right? So we remember we were asking everyone, try not to do the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the New Year travel, but people weren't listening. Now that we are beyond that point, people have settled back into their normal life, so, you know, we don't have as many cases. So that's one factor. And I think another factor is masking. I think people are really trying to do the masking now based on the messaging that's heard from leadership. And, you know, I mean, I think for what it's worth, vaccinations, even though it's a small percentage of individuals in this country have been vaccinated, but I think all those pieces together help to contribute to the lowering of cases.
All right. And St. Patrick's Day parade here in Buffalo has already been canceled this year, just saying that it's just too soon here, with even with vaccinations underway, not enough people. Do you think maybe that will be the last holiday that is affected by this?
Well, you know, who knows what's going to happen after spring break? You know, I mean, more to come, right? So we'll see what happens. But
Dr. Wilds, thanks so much. It's Dr. Simone Wilds joining us live from South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts.